Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I have a Miss Jasmine Charles. First name is J-A-S, M as in Mary, Y, N as in Nancy, E. Last name Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Best phone number, 205-396-9301. She needs assistance with her depot purveyor claim.
Perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Ms. Charles, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, hello. Is this Jasmine?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation from any other law.
No.
Is that correct? Okay, got it. Okay, and can you please confirm if you are a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed with your meningioma?
I was diagnosed back in June 2014.
June 2014. Would it be an accurate estimate for me to put June the 1st of 2014?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
It's August 13th, 1991.
Okay. So I have August 13th of 1991. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was also affected by Depo Provera?
I don't know anyone that's necessarily affected by it, but I've, you know, talked to many and numerous of women who had the same side effects and everything that I had and I went through.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's affected a lot of people, which is why, you know, we do what we can so that we can hopefully get as many people, as many women, as much justice as we can for this case. So thank you for sharing
yeah.
that. Let me ask you this. Was it the name brand Depo Provera that you had used?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was on it for 4 years.
4 years. Okay. Got it. Okay. And within 1 year of those 4 years, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you use Depo Provera between the time frame of 1992 to present?
Yes.
Okay, when did you use it, if you don't mind me asking? What 4 years was that range?
I started in, I want to say 2010. Yeah, it was 2010 when I started because I was on it for 4 years, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Would it be accurate to state that you had started using it approximately January the 1st of 2010, and then you stopped using it January the 1st of 2014. Does that sound as accurate as possible to you?
I stopped in June of 2014. Actually.
June. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and put that we had started January of 2010 and stopped June of 2014. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
June 1st of 2014. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you so much. And I have your the spelling of your first name here. I have it as J-A-S-M-Y-N-E. Last name Charles, C-H. A-R-L-E-S. Is that right?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
And do you go by a middle initial or middle name at all?
I have middle initial. It's L.
Is that L as in Larry?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And your social?
It's 420-393697.
I'll read that back to you. I have 420-393697. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. I also have an email here for you already, which is Jazz, that's J-A-S-S, Charles, 91@gmail.com. Is that still a great email for you?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, and I have the phone number here, 205-396-9301. Is that still the best phone number for you? Okay, great. And what's going to be the best address?
It's 9029 Bellcrest, that's Bellcrest Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
Perfect. I'll read that back to you. I have 9029 Bellcrest Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206. Is that right?
Yes,
okay, please. Perfect. And at any point, were you ever diagnosed with cancer before being diagnosed with your meningioma?
No.
Okay. And do you happen to recall where it was that you were diagnosed with your meningioma, the hospital?
UAB Hospital.
Okay. Okay, and that's going to be the one in Charlottesville, is that right?
No, UAB Hospital is in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, let me see. Oh, my apologies. I got the wrong address here. Okay, and that would be the one on 6th Avenue.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Got it. Would you happen to remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? It's okay if you don't recall.
Her name was Kristen Riley.
Got it.
And she was a neurosurgeon doctor.
Neurosurgeon. Okay, perfect. I see that here. Okay. Now, was Dr. Riley also the same doctor that had treated you for your meningioma, or was that a separate doctor?
Oh, she's the same doctor.
Same doctor. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put her info in here. Okay, and in terms of getting prescribed the depo shots and, of course, you know, taking them, where did you have the shots?
Where did I go get the shots done?
Yes, where were they prescribed from?
At Champion Sports Medicine Clinic by Dr. Adam Carroll.
Okay.
And if you type in the address, two different addresses will pop up because the other guy I just talked to, he had the same ordeal problem. They had two different addresses toward the clinic, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. Is that going to be the one in Birmingham that you had gone to?
Yes.
Okay, so I have one that's Cahaba River. Is that right?
No, this one is on this is on Doug Becker Boulevard.
Okay. And you said that was Doug Becker Boulevard? Okay, I found it. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that in then. And did you have the shots there, or did they prescribe them for you to pick them up?
I had the shots done there.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that info in here. Okay, and you said the name of the doctor was Dr. Adam, right? Dr. Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. And last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact.
Okay, emergency contact 205. 747-6755.
Perfect. Okay. And whose number is that?
That's my sister.
Sister. Okay. And what's your sister's name?
Her name is Misha, M-E-S-H-A, Cross, E-R-O-S-S.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, and last thing here, at UAB, they would have the medical records showing the diagnosis. Is that right?
They should. I have them, but they're just down, picked up in my storage, but I can, you know,
okay.
I can go in there and
Oh yeah, no worries. We're not going to be needing that. And in case they do request for it in the future, they'll give you more than enough time to know this to do so. But if they're able to pull it on their side from the actual facilities, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, perfect. Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to have you sign what we call the retainer from the law firm directly. Once you do get this is going to be basically their ticket so they can start pulling your records on your behalf. So if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speaker phone. Okay. And let's go ahead. But before I do that, I just want to confirm date of birth here as August 13th, 1991. Social, I'll just read the last four as 3697. Is that right? Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get this sent over. Yep, so you should see something on your end right now. Whenever you see that notification, just go ahead and click on it.
Okay, I see it. Okay. And do I hit the link?
Yep, go ahead and click on the link. It'll take you to the DocuSign. And from there, just pretty much follow all the prompts to continue. Okay, and you should be at the point where you're able to review the document. Perfect. So I got it on my side. Let me just make sure everything looks good. Okay, perfect. So that's basically all we need. At this point, you don't need to do anything. Someone from the law firm should be calling you from now between the next 4 days. Obviously, with the holiday, they should get back to you sometime before Monday. In a few moments here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number. So just in case you ever have questions or concerns about the case, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay? And that's basically it from now. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we are able to help you reach a successful settlement here, okay?
All right, thank you.
I appreciate your time, Jasmine. Hope you have a great rest of your day and Thanksgiving weekend.
All right.
Thank you.